Pastor Enrique came and followed Pastor LaRue up and down this group here in front of us, praying for people. And man, I'll tell you, the last few times I've been with him, I just know this is a wonderful man of God. And they picked me up at the airport when I went to minister last November over there. I just love this couple. I might as well tell you, because he'll never tell you, he's the person who gives LaRue all of his revelation knowledge. I'm sure LaRue's probably wiping the sweat this morning. And if he didn't call late last night and said, "You got anything?" So he's from Colombia. He's got quite a testimony. I don't know if he'll do any of that this morning, but the cartel down there tried to do him in a long time ago. He's still here. Glory to God. We love you. Come on, Pastor. Hallelujah. Give him a great big hand.
I'm on. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Brown. Where's Candy? Thank you, Candy. It's a blessing to be here with you guys. You know, like Pastor Brown said, you know, I've been with Pastor LaRue how many years? Five and a half years. Learning there, sitting there. I remember when the Lord spoke to me, He always speak to me through dreams. He gave me a dream with Pastor LaRue. I never knew the man. He said, "Pray for this man. He's a pastor." I started praying for him. And then I met Richard Berigi Money. And through then, I met Pastor LaRue. And I just started with a dream, praying for him. And since then, I've been with him for 5 years and a half, learning. You know, he had a lot of revelation. And you really learn, sit down there. That's what the Lord told me, go sit there and learn. That's what I did. I went there, you say anything, I closed my mouth and learned, sitting there. I don't know how he noticed me, Pastor LaRue. Because I never say anything, I just was there, sitting there. And he noticed me. And told me, "Rick, I think you need to be pastoring here." And I said, "No, Pastor. The Lord is raising me up to go out and preach." And he said, "Maybe you need to sit down to start pastoring this time." You know, I'm waiting for the Lord to tell me to go out. And that's I started pastoring the Spanish church and Houston Revival Center. And really it's a blessing and maturing me and training me. So it's a real school, you know. And I'm blessed to be part of Houston Revival Center and what the Lord is doing in Houston. Now, I thank you, Pastor Joel, because I met Pastor Joel through Pastor LaRue and Pastor Brown. And I'm becoming like 3 times a year now to Florida for the encounter. It is a blessing. We see people transformed, delivered, filled with the Holy Ghost. It's amazing what the Lord is doing here in Florida. And using all of you and Pastor Joel. Yes. I encourage, you know, Pastor Brown to be part of that, helping Joel.
We need it.
Yeah, really. Yes. It's great. But this is my beautiful wife. Come on, baby. This is my beautiful wife, Marie. She said, "I don't want to say anything."
It's a blessing to be here.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
She's the one to keep me in line. She's the one to dress me. She do everything for me. Yeah. I think everyone needs a good wife. And what we can do without our wife. Can do anything, you know. We have to love our wife and like Jesus loved the church. Sometimes we fall short on that. And we have to remind ourselves, you know, it's a blessing to have wife. And, you know, Pastor, I feel like today as a worship service. I feel the presence of the Lord is strong in this place. If you allow me, let's keep continuing the worship of the Lord. I feel His presence is strong. I have a lot of things to say, but the presence of the Lord is so strong to worship Him. I had notes after notes. I came prepared. Worship, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Sharabakasana. Shoromakasana. We worship you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. There's no one like you, Jesus. No one like you, Father. We bless you today, Father. Thank you for your presence in this place, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your name. Oh, hallelujah. What the Lord is doing this morning is breaking our hearts. He's breaking the hard places in us. The more we worship the Lord, the more we've been transformed to the image of Jesus. I had a dream this morning with Pastor Bronk. I think you heard Pastor LaRue talking about the always I'm dreaming. You know, that's one of the ways the Lord always speak to me. And in my dream, I came to Pastor Bronk's office. And he told me, you know, wait for me, I'm going to the bank. He got a check on his hands. And the same in the dream, when I walk outside of the office, I see all this town dry and lots of people in need. A lot of broken hearts. People in bankrupt. And I say, Lord, what does that mean? And the Lord told me, that check that you went to deposit of the bank, is the deposit you've been doing worshiping Him in this place. I think that's, I feel the atmosphere chart. And after all, Pastor Joel, when we're coming, I feel like I drink a Red Bull, I feel charged. But it's the atmosphere of worship. Pastor Brown and this congregation been deposit worship to this city. And all these people that live here, maybe they're not in bankruptcy in the natural, but their life are in bankruptcy. They dry. And Pastor Brown and this congregation be contending for revival. And worship is the key. You've been deposited. You're going to the bank of heaven. And taking the worship, depositing to the Father for all these people in this town. Hallelujah. And maybe the congregation doesn't know what you're doing. Maybe some of you, you don't know why we worship too much. Why Pastor Brown always talking about worship? But you've been deposited in the life of these people. And revival is going to come. Because the Lord is going to take you to the next level. Because the worship is the pathway for transformation. That's what the Lord is doing in this body, in this church, with all deposit of worship, it be transforming life. It be changing heart. The worship here is going to be so strong that you cannot contain no more in this world. It's going to go out like a river, touching off dry places that are so my dream. Because people are in bankruptcy. But one place, this place, at depositing, worship for them. You go into heaven in the behalf of them. You going to the bank of heaven for your family members.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's what you're doing.
Yes.
The more we worship, the more we touch heaven. The more you worship, you're in the gap for this town. You know, Judas mean praise and worship. What are you doing? You're plugging. You're taking the plow of worship and the spirit. And you're breaking everything that's hard in this town. That's what you do. Breaking everything. Breaking a stronghold of the devil I built for years. In this town. And when you bring your worship, what you do is taking the plow and breaking everything. The more you worship, something is broken. Something is broken. If we go to the Old Testament, we see the Israelite, the Hebrew people, before they went to the battle, they worship. You know, they pray. They do everything. But worship. When they worship, victories came. And worship brings transformation. Worship touch the hearts of people and touch the hearts of God. From worship come transformation. And transformation bring testimony. You know, we come to church and we say, I have testimony. But the Lord did for me. Sometimes people bring testimony of healing. But the Lord in this time is looking for one testimony. And that testimony is our life change. He wants our lives to be changed, be transformed. I remember a time that I was in seeking and fasting a lot, seeking for the Lord. Spending lots of time, you know, in people places, alone, praying, fasting, worshiping. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, Enrique, the world is looking for people to believe the word, to believe my word and live it. You know, we have the word of God. We're not living it. It's time to live. You know, we want the power, we want the anointing. It's good. All those things are good. But one thing for this time we live in now, you want the testimony of our life, how we're living. It's time the Jesus character be magnified in our life. It's something that the Lord has impressed in my life. So heavy. The church, lack of testimony. We have lots of testimonies. Healing, yes, I see a lot of healing in my own life. Miracles. I'm seeing the death rise many times. At least 4 times. All kinds of healings. But the Lord said, I want testimony of your life. That's what I want. In this time we're living, He wants to see that transformation in our life. How much we've been transformed to the image of God. It's something that we have to look unto ourselves. Not point fingers. It's quite easy to see the fall of my sister. Where am I? I remember the first time I preached in a big crowd was in a Massimo Security prison in Texas. You know, rough guy. You know. And my message was, I came to testify. I was a little impressed, you know, with those big guy, tough guy there. And I start telling about what Jesus did for me. And it's good to testify. But if Jesus did something good for you, have you been changed? Have you been transformed? He really touched your life and transformed your life. I know what He did for me. As Pastor Bronwell said, you know, regard some testimony I have. But you know, that was good. But Jesus now requires something from me. He did it for me. Now I want my life. If somebody can see me, say, I want to follow Enrique because he followed Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's Jesus that I'm following. His character. The church not preaching more character. No. We don't hear those kind of message. Let's the anointing. Come on, the anointing. Come on, the power. I want the power. I want the anointing. What about the character of Jesus? We have to start looking like Him. And His power, and His anointing, His character. The Lord spoke to me saying, you know, Enrique, I used all those great preachers in the past with signs and wonders. We can't read about those guys. We get jealous sometimes, you know, reading about those guys. What anointing, what a power. And Jesus told me, don't be impressed by them. None of them carry my character. He said, that's what I'm looking for. Jesus can anoint any one of us for service, but he wants our character. He wants our life to be transformed, and we help others to be transformed to the image of Jesus. I remember a friend of mine, he was a drug dealer, and I started witnessing to him. He never listened to me. He always was mad at me. My wife said, you know, leave that man alone. Don't bother him. But the Lord said, don't give up on him. And I continue calling him all the time. One day he came to me. He said, Enrique, I have Jesus in my heart. I said, yes. He said, yes. He said, why? He said, one thing, I'll be following you to see if what you say is real. Because I know you from the past. But you know, the thing is, if we really been changed by touched by Jesus, had to be a change in our life. Yes. And the man saw that in my life. That's why he came to Jesus. Maybe some friend or also some family member look into our life, and they haven't come to Jesus because they don't see no transformation in our life. No change. We're telling them about Jesus, about the Bible, I come to church, but we want to see that church in us. They want to see Jesus in us. We say, come to church. Come to Jesus. And they say, I don't see no Jesus. Show me Jesus. They want to see Jesus in us. But I remember something. One day in a meeting, we were worshiping the Lord, and the anointing was so great like here. And I was caught up there in the worship, and I say, Lord, I was feeling the love of Jesus. I said, Jesus, show your love to my wife. You know? And Jesus said, you, show my love to her. Then my hand came down. You see, Jesus wants us to show Jesus to others. Jesus wants us to show others our character, his character. Worship. Break all those things, those strongholds in our life. Worship, bring us to this place of transformation to the character of Jesus. I think the church is going to that place, Pastor. You're going. Lord, show me a dream. And this worship, take it to the next level. What is the next level? Change character. Maybe you're going to. Maybe the Holy Spirit is already talking to you about this. He already is telling you, because if the Holy Spirit wasn't talking to you about this, I don't need to tell anything about it. The Holy Spirit doing His work. Allow Him to work in your life and this transformation to bring revival to this city, to this state, and to the nation. No revival is not going to come with charismatic preacher. We preach that have the fire and the power. No, it's through character and love. The love of God in our life. That's what I'm going to bring revival. And worship is the pathway, breaking our heart, the hard places in our heart. You know, when we get in the presence of the Lord and worship, you feel the love of God like that day, myself, feeling the love of Jesus in my life. Oh, Jesus, let my wife feel your love. He points to me, you. I know it was Jesus talking to me. It wasn't the devil. You, joy to her. You joy to her. I never forget that. We want revival. I want revival. The Lord told me, Enrique, I'm going to use you for revival. You want to see revival. And I believe I want to see it. I had to change. I thought it was the power and the anointing only. I really thought that damn. Time me to revival. I go anywhere, I go and preach and healing happen. The devil race. I'm ready for revival. I am the man of revival. Wherever I go. You know? Ready, Lord. I see people get healed. The devil race. I went to Colombia. But the dead been raised. You know? But something is missing. It's character change. The Lord don't want to happen the same that happened to those preachers in the past. The anointing they have there. The power they have it. But the character they put in the scale they was wanting. You know, and we know many of them, they fall in many things, ungodly things. Some of them die so young. You know, the mercies of God take them home. But we're going to see revival. You're going to see revival. You're going to see revival in this place. Because the Lord is ready speaking to you about this. The Lord is already changing heart. He's looking for a witness. Somebody who testify in behalf of him with his character. I want to testify for Jesus. I want wherever he sent me, they see Jesus in my life. Not because the power, not because the anointing, because my character, the same like Jesus. Jesus told one of the disciples, he asked Jesus, the disciple, I want to see the Father. Jesus said, you've been so long with me, you haven't seen the Father. You see me, you see the Father. We are the same. The character of Jesus was the same character of the Father. Yes. Jesus was talking about the power and the anointing. His character, his love. We are sons and daughters of God. It's time. You know, the Word of God said that the heirs a groaning and pain. They want to see the sons and daughters of God. They haven't seen it. Because we're talking about miracles. Hey, the devil do miracles. I'm from Colombia. I see a lot of miracles. The witchcraft people, they do those things. But they don't have the character of Jesus. They don't have love. One thing that differentiates us from them, the love of God in us. The fragrance of Jesus in our life. You know, it's a place that we can obtain, that we smell just like Jesus. I know his fragrance. I know how he smells. We can obtain those things. Let's allow the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit to touch our life, to change us, and go forward touching other people. The people that we can say to somebody, follow me, because I'm following Jesus. Paul said that, and I believe Paul. I believe Paul was so touched by the light of Jesus that he was transformed. I ask this question, you can have this question yourself. Can you tell somebody, follow me? Or imitate me, because I'm imitating Jesus. I'm mimicking Jesus. If we're not there, let's run to that place. When people come to me and say, Enrique, you know, the love that you have is so great, and I feel comfortable when you sigh. I feel Jesus. I see Jesus. You know what made me to go to that secret place more? Worship more. I go and marinate more with the fragrance of Jesus. Because if people can see a little thing of Jesus on me, imagine, yeah, go to that place and allow the Holy Spirit to start working more in me. We cannot stop there. We continue. That's worship. Taking our worship to the bank of heaven. Like Pastor Brown. He went and said, Rick, wait for me here. I'm going to the bank. I want to deposit more. One day the Lord told me, Enrique, I want to prophesy with your life. We can prophesy with our life the way we're living. You know, Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. And we're being transformed and changed at the image of Jesus. Our life starts prophesying to others the way we're living. And we continue in this path, changing, transforming our life, became a prophecy. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Already the Holy Spirit begins the process in this place. I've been crying too much, and my wife see me crying a lot, and my children, because the stage of the church, we don't see no testimony. And I cry, and I say, Lord, why we so proud that we think that we don't need no change? May we play with the anointing and crying for revival and for power. But we don't want to you touch those things that you don't want in our life. We want to remain with those same things. But we want the power and the anointing, the revival. You know, the Lord don't mind you got your little things in your life. What he mind is that you don't want to come to him, to get close to him, to be transformed. The problem is when we love those things more than him. And we may ask you, no, he loved me the way I am. Yes, he loved you. We want to use you to touch other life. The anointing is good. But interesting in our character. The more we watch, the more we be transformed. And we became the testimony of Jesus. We start prophesying we are alive. Our lives prophesying. I think the Lord is asking us that question. Can we be prophesying we are alive to others? If the other can see us, say, you know, I want that kind of life you're living. It's our neighbors coming to our door and say, you know, neighbor, I've been watching you. There's something on you that's attracting me. It's calling me. It's pulling me. It's time. We've been thinking, you know, what kind of life are living? I just don't want to go to heaven. I know I got heaven secure. God, I have Jesus in my heart. I want to touch life. You know, when God allows you to go to places, you see more than me or others. When I went to Colombia, I see the need of people. No material needs, spiritual needs. And you need Jesus to touch the people. You need the character of Jesus. You need the fragrance of Jesus to come out of you. Let's allow Jesus. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to start working in our life. You know, you need to pray in tongues more. You have to do it. You have to do it. You need to fast more. You have to do it. Whatever it takes. Whatever. Because we want to mark this world with Jesus another way. You know, the Lord showed me many years ago the revival would come through love. How we go, we're going to love is our hearts being hard. Only watch, start breaking. Breaking this ground. When you watch, you start breaking everything around. Watch, you prepare the atmosphere. Yes. The Spirit of God come to our places, come to our life, come to our congregation. Watch at the place. Or the platform for the Spirit of God to move. Most of the time I spend it on the floor. You know, Pastor Brom knows the green room in our church. I spend my days there, you know, praying in tongues and lay down on the floor, meditating on the Word of God. And when people go to that room, they feel the presence of the Lord. The more we do those things, the presence of the Lord comes to our life. And we come the time that the presence is not going to stay in that room and go with us. And we touch life. Hallelujah. That's what we want. That presence go with us. Just get out of here and we go and that presence go with us and we touching life. I know I lost the place when I used to go to the street. People used to follow me. Why is say witness? People in the car are walking in the street. People stop the car and turn around and follow me. Sir, there's something in you. You know, that opened the door for me to tell about Jesus. I remember one day a lady, I was walking in church, dirty and sandal. I went to the store. This lady from India, driving a Mercedes Benz, nice car, down the street. She saw me. She stopped. I'm a black man. And that area that we used to live in, you know, you don't mess with black people because it was a danger area. And that lady, the fanciest car, she stopped. She rolled out the window. She called me, sir. And I got close to her. She said, and I think in my mind, what that lady is thinking? What she think? Call him. You know, this are in danger. She called me. And she said, sir, something in you. I have to start. Do you need to go somewhere? I said, no, I just live down here. And she was insisting. She began to scare. And I knew it was the presence of the Lord. You know, circumstances, things, sometimes may you lose the place that you have with the Lord. Because I know that place that you walk and the presence of the Lord follow you. You walk in this aroma of Jesus. You smell like Jesus. You don't need to say, I have the anointing, I have the power. People will see it. It's time that the church of Christ changed. He wants testimony. That was the word I heard from God today. Testimony. You know, to testify for something, you have to be a witness or see it. Or you have to experience it. We cannot testify something we haven't seen, or we haven't heard, or experience. Let's testify about Jesus. Let's experience Jesus. We're going to experience Jesus here to testify for Him. We're going to take the life of Jesus with us, the people we see it, and come to our Lord Jesus Christ. That comes with transformation. We cannot remain the same. Don't believe when they say, oh, it's okay, stay that way. No. Don't believe those words. You know, you have to be challenged. Thank God you have a pastor to challenge you to be transformed, to go to the place and worship and fasting, prayer, because Pastor Brown, he wants Jesus in his life. He just don't want revival, he wants Jesus in his life. And that brings revival. Some people don't like when the preacher start preaching about transformation. Change life. Character change. But that's the time we live in, brothers and sisters. That's the time we live in. That we be connected with our Jesus and our life be transformed. We cannot live in, continue living this way. I know I cannot continue living this way. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to all of us about our own life. I know He's speaking loud and clear. Loud and clear. Each one of us is speaking with my ear. With my ear. What the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sharabaka sana. We can say to somebody, hey, imitate me. Because I am imitating what Jesus. And you see me, you see Jesus. You want to see Jesus? Follow me. Can we say that? Follow me. Follow me. It's time. Let's start with us, preacher. There are people don't follow us because the anointing, the power, or because you're a good teacher. It's time to our life be changed. I see a bunch of people, I go to hear the preacher because he's got good teaching, he's anointing, the power. Now it's time, that life. People say, I want to follow that man of God because it's life. I want to learn something from that guy. I know he's going to take me to Jesus. I know. You know, you watch the news and you hear about us preachers, be a preacher, falling, because character never change. They never make the efforts to allow the Holy Spirit to transform us. The power, the anointing, charismatic preacher, wonderful. People love those things. When I more hear those things, I'm more cry. It's a cry inside me. It's a cry of my spirit. Say, more transformation. More and more, Lord. More. I need more of you, Jesus. I need more. Lord, you are not ready for more. Don't even open no door for me, Lord. No more, Lord. It's a time of change. It's time of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to arise. It's time that the world see the sons and daughters of God. And we say, yes, Lord. We say, yes, Lord. I say, yes. I know you say, yes. I know, Jesus. I know, Lord, you please. With Pastor Brown, they taking his people to this place, Father. The place of change, the place of transformation. The place of character change. The place that when we come together, we bring the fragrance of Christ. Through worship, we break the hard places in our heart. And with fasting, we modify our flesh. But we get there because we want to, Lord. We want to, Lord. The power is good, the anointing is good. We need the character of Jesus. I see the power of God in my life. I see the anointing flow in my life. But like the Lord is speaking to me, I know He's speaking to this church. I know. I know the Holy Spirit is a witness in your heart too. The Lord is calling us to testify. Let's go and testify for Him. We are alive. Let's allow the Lord Jesus prophesy through our life. It's good to be changed. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship Jesus. I feel His presence in this place. There's a scripture here in Hebrews that caught my attention. In Hebrews 11:5, by faith, Enoch, was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He had this testimony how he now pleased God. Are you here? I didn't read the Bible that he did signs and wonder. Miracles. I think with his life. Yes. His character. He pleases God. Let's please God. Yes. Let's have testimony. Like Enoch. Oh, we have the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters. We have the Holy Spirit to help us. He's a helper. We can please God, yes. He did it in us. Oh my God. Now we have the Holy Spirit, our helper. We can please God with our life. And we have testimony like Enoch. He had testimony. Let's worship the Lord, brother. You really want to be a testimony for God. Let's make a bow to the Lord today. That we're going to testify for Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I worship you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I bless your holy name. You are great and mighty to be praised, Jesus. There is no one like you, Lord Jesus. Shamara karaposanda. Kushara masi yarabaka. Brabasiri bijana. I know the Lord is touching hearts today here, this place. Like never before. The Lord is touching places that He never touched before in our life.
Hallelujah. We're going to sing that again in just a moment. Boy, it sounded like he had been in all of our services lately. Imitators of God and everything. Following each other into this thing. What does he want? He wants something from you. Why does he want it? Because he loves you and he wants to bring you to another place. A couple of Wednesday nights ago, I shared that David, 1 Samuel 30, horrible situation. Come out, come back. The Amalekites had come and took all his stuff, all his children, his wives. Everybody was gone. He was crying. The Bible says they cried till they could weep no more. People, his men, spoke of stoning him. The interesting thing. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. What's so amazing about that? The amazing part was this. God didn't come and encourage him. Sometimes your emotions are so wrapped up in the situation, you can't even hear him. He's there, but you can't even hear him. The amazing part was this. David encouraged himself. He's sitting there in the midst of everything. And he took all of everything this man saying, what? He took the character that was already on the inside of him and began to say, I'm not waiting till I feel this. I'm not waiting till God comes. And the next few verses after he encouraged himself, then the Lord showed up. But God said, look, you've already got enough, David. Previous experience is enough for you to know that if you walk in the character of I've already given you, I'll show up. I'll show up. What's he asking? not laying again the foundation of repentance of dead works. Let us go on, Hebrews. He's not going to come. He's not going to come and encourage us, or let's say this, try to convince us again that praying in tongues and worship and meditation and all those things will work for you. He believes that if you'll take it and do it, it'll build the character in you in 2007 that'll cause the rest of the world to say, I want to have what you've got. I think I'll sit here in this trial. Can you tell me what his mind is? I haven't heard from him lately. He wants you to take what you already know and do something with it. I need to feel a shaking. I need to feel an anointing. No, you need to do what you know to do. Then the anointing will come as a result of it. I need for him to wake me up out of this. I can tell you how to wake up out of it. Walk in the character that he's already. David said, I'll encourage myself. Do you feel like it, David? No, but I know that I've been through situations like this before. And if I'll take previously learned knowledge, if I'll take the character, he'll get me out of this. Whew. I thought he had been in all of our services. He'd just been prophesying for the last hour. That's all. Well, he's got something to offer. I know that.